Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In a new study, they're saying that daytime napping may be linked to diabetes risk type 2 specifically. So for those of you nappers out there, as I am, being sleepy and taking long naps during the day are now being tied to the worst odds of getting type 2 diabetes. And this is a new review from the researchers at the University of Tokyo, where they analyzed 10 studies from countries around the world. And they found that excessive daytime sleepiness was linked to a 56% higher risk of getting type 2, and that long daytime naps, 1 hour or more, was tied to a 46% higher risk. Well, that blows for those of us that really like to take naps. I am the queen of naps. And okay, so maybe 1 hour or more, but a short 20-minute, half an hour nap, I can't see that this would increase your risk of diabetes. Now, I don't know all the research studies, and I may be way off base, but all I can say is that for stress reduction, for increased energy later in the day, for the ability to get up and think more clearly, those kinds of conscious meditation or naps really help. I mean, I think they help you to wind down a little bit, to power down, to just kind of forget about it for 20 minutes or a half an hour. So maybe you're not supposed to take 2 hour naps every day, because I think, in my opinion, and as an exercise physiologist, I'm thinking that if they're talking about 2 hour naps, an hour and a half naps, that that would maybe say that you're being a more sedentary person, that two of your hours out of the day are spent doing nothing but lying down, and that, yeah, so you're not burning as much calories, you're not exercising when you could be. However, I'm not necessarily sure that naps as a whole are bad for you. I've had a lot of sleep experts on, and if you have trouble sleeping at night because of your nap, then yeah, you need to re-examine what you're doing in the day. If you are somebody who has trouble sleeping at night, you could have sleep apnea. You could have other sleep issues. Maybe your sleep hygiene is not great. So then we know that there is a risk and a link between obesity and not sleeping and insomnia. You're not getting the melatonin that you need while you sleep. However, with none of those factors at play, if you're a good night sleeper, but you take that half an hour nap, I don't know that that's really what they're talking about. They didn't say really what counts as excessive daytime sleepiness. It's a little bit vague. So I'm not going to take this to the bank just yet. I'm not going to stop mine. I hope you don't stop yours too. And now, while we're talking about what's the best way to control high blood pressure, in the same vein that we're talking about, or artery, I'm on a roll today. In the way that we're talking about sleeping, well, we know that exercise is certainly the single best way to control high blood pressure. A bout of just 20 minutes to 45 minutes of cardiovascular exercise once a day can control your systolic blood pressure up to 4 hours post-exercise. So keep that in mind. If you know someone with high blood pressure, it's certainly easier to exercise than it is to get medication. Exercise lowers blood pressure by altering those blood vessel stiffness. If you've got that atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries, exercise increases that blood flow so that it flows a little bit more easily and more freely. And that effect occurs during and immediately after the workout. So for up to 4 hours, and during the workout itself. So cardiovascular exercise still being the best way to fight hypertension, certainly better way than visiting a physician all the time and getting on all kinds of medication. So little prevention can go certainly a long way. And that's what we're talking about at our top of the hour news stories here. We're picking and choosing some of these stories and talking about what they mean to you and how they can help you. This is Melanie Cole. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.